There are no gaps in all those begats.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose high-tech planetarium and creation museum are opening near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, I guess you're referring to all those long passages in the Bible where we read about people who begat children, who then begat children, and so on. But what are the gaps you mentioned there in the opening?
Well, in Genesis chapters 5 and 11, there are detailed genealogies that allow us to trace the history of mankind from Adam all the way to Abraham. Now, it's well accepted that Abraham lived around 2000 BC. If you then assume that there are no gaps in these records, that the word begat actually refers directly to the next generation, then the creation of the first man occurred about 6,000 years ago. Now, those Christians who accepted the evolutionist dates for man want to extend Adam back hundreds of thousands of years. And to do this, they claim that there are gaps in these genealogical records and that the word begat skips some generations. But when you look at the records carefully, there is so much detail given concerning when people were born and died that there's no room for such gaps. It's been shown clearly that the Hebrew word for begat never jumps a generation in the Old Testament. So the word begat actually helps us calculate the real age of the earth. It's only around 6,000 years, certainly not billions of years.
We get this question all the time. Where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham provides the answer in his free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com.